That well-known saying, which I'm sure you've heard, as I have heard many times, there are no pockets in shrouds. There are no pockets in shrouds. And yet man's instinct to collect around himself a myriad of earthly treasures happens because we feel obliged to pass on our great pile of wealth to our family, to do rejoice in looking at beautiful things or whatever. Now, I'm reminded of a story recently of someone who had a beautiful vase which she'd kept for 200 years, been passed through the family. She took it out one day to clean it, fell on the floor and smashed to 1,000 pieces. Threw it away. More can you do? It's over, finished, done with. Never be the same. And she moved on and bought a new one, bought something else, probably something more practical, I don't know. Perhaps another antique, I'm not sure. But the point about today's gospel is very important, because it's all about how we use our wealth, our riches, our possessions. And I don't mean net, I mean gross. How do you use your gross possessions? What does that mean? How can I tally that up? What riches could ever surpass the joy of having a child, son or daughter? What riches could ever surpass having someone who loves you, a husband or a wife? How do you quantify that? What money can buy that? Nothing. What amount of money do we actually apportion to our interest and leisure? The golf club, the tennis club, maintaining our yacht, maintaining our house abroad, maintaining all our children's houses, perhaps. What do we give of the Lord gross and not net in our consideration of offering as good stewards? Do we, when the collection plate comes round, quickly dip in our pocket for a few coins, feel around for the ones that have a certain shape, and then put money in the basket? I don't know. Or do we have regular and wise giving on standing order, so that a true proportion can be given of our wealth, our income? How do we measure and quantify? Jesus did, so it's right that the church should talk from time to time. That widow gave all she had, 2 halfpennies, but she was prepared to give it. It's true, isn't it, that as we accrue to ourselves in life our wealth, it gets harder and harder to part with it, especially when it's wound up in all sorts of other things. But today's gospel, like all the gospels, really hits home to us about stewardship. We've heard it time and time again. Some people act on it. They're usually the saints, of course, like St. Benedict, who, when he heard that famous quote from St. Matthew's Gospel, "Go and sell all you have, give to the poor and follow me, and don't look at your wristwatch in case the time is short and we don't like long homilies or whatever it may be. Go and sell even your wristwatch and follow me." And he did. Cut him to the quick, and he founded the biggest, the most influential cultural influence in Western Europe, the Benedictine order. Interesting, isn't it, when we think about it? And I do. I sit down. Priests aren't immune. I think every priest should give every week of his income. And I'm shocked when I hear priests don't have standing orders, or they don't have a contribution to make to the weekly collection. They should do it. And it's hard. You sit down and you have to say, what's the Lord given me, and what do I give in return? Well, maybe we need to revisit that and just see, you know, maybe that you need to just go and update the standing order. I don't know. Or think about it in relation to what we've been given, free, gratis and for nothing. The widow gave all she had, just 2 halfpennies, but it was enough to have her in history as an example given by Jesus for eternity. Now let us pause for a moment and ask our Heavenly Father to enlighten us by the gift of the Holy Spirit. As we remember the poor in the world who have so little, those who live on the rubbish tips of the major cities of the world, 3 million people eke out an existence on the rubbish left by other people. They live on rubbish. They feed on rubbish and filth. In the 21st century, children are abandoned because there's no proper health care. Children are aborted simply for social reasons. Wembley Stadium can be filled 3 times with the aborted fetuses of children since the Abortion Act. And I don't mean the seating, I mean actually filled, as you'd fill a cup with water. Father, as we look at our world that you've given us and how we have made both good things and bad things, help us to be realistic, to discern the right way to move and to make a just society. We ask this together with the prayers of Saint Norbert and of Our Lady as we say, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is